Welcome to day 25 of our sit spot journey, and today I invite you to bring the perception of tracking to the realm of the trees. And we started looking at the signs of spring that are evident already on the trees, and I mentioned the hazel flowers that are very small and red and are only out for a very short window of time, just a few weeks, while the yellow catkins are first fresh and billowing their pollen to them. But the invitation to you today is to pay attention to the old leaves from the autumn that might lay on the ground, and to see if you can match some of them up to the trunks growing around you. Now, winter tree ID can be challenging when you haven't spent time getting to know the different forms of the trees and the bark textures and colourings and buds. But really, the buds of the trees are as unique as the leaves of trees. But we're often a lot more familiar with the leaves just because we've spent more time looking at them and getting to know them. So my invitation to you is to have a look on the ground on your way and around your sit spot to see if you can notice some of the tree leaves on the floor from last autumn and have a go at matching them up to the trunks around you. If there's a tree in particular that catches your attention, you could also do a different kind of tracking with it. So you could just sit there and ask as many questions as you can think that would apply to this tree. So for example, you could wonder about how old it is, how its form came to be, whether there are other trees that were growing around it when it first started growing that are no longer present and visible in the landscape. You could wonder about where its mother tree might be. And there are so many questions that you can brainstorm in order to bring about a curiosity for this particular tree. So I'll leave you with that, and I wish you a good sit spot, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.